Hare Krishna. I'm getting really worn out. We're getting on to 3 weeks of intensive meetings. Sometimes I get some letters from devotees saying, hope you're able to rest up over here. Rest assured that I'm not resting up. Far from it. Although I have recovered from my chest infection and other problems, finally I stopped taking antibiotics, and that's a relief. So in that sense, things are better. But as I try to explain to disciples, other devotees who want to talk to me here, and there's lots of devotees here, so it's not hard to find devotees who want to talk about something, but I'm not going to be able to do that during these meetings, and even after the meetings are over, I'm going to need a little downtime. So it's a little questionable as to how I'm going to participate in the parikrama, which is really my heart's desire. One is that it's very, very cool here still, almost cold, especially at night. So going out with tent, again, is a write-off. That's not going to work. Going out with the devotees, and they're leaving at 6 a.m. in the morning. It's rather cold right now, and I'm not going to be able to start right after I finish meetings, because the parikramas do also start on the 4th. I need to be able to recuperate somewhat. And thereafter, when parikrama is at the real traveling distance, hour and a half by car, there and back, I don't envisage that. Rather, I'll do some personal parikramas, or when Hungarian devotees who just arrived day before yesterday, 50 Hungarian devotees, I'll go with them, and maybe some other devotees here or here. And in the evenings, evening last night we had kirtan over here. I wasn't slated for kirtan mela. I wanted to be able to spend a little time with them before they go. You'll see on the pictures, yesterday morning we went for Bhakti Mario or Madhukanta, who was uninitiated, but had a car accident, and one who was in a coma, and sort of gave him that name. This is a Croatian devotee, and his wife, Manjari Gopi, along with her spiritual master, Bir Krishna Goswami, and her acquaintances, who went out by boat on the Ganga. It was a very, very nice ceremony. I had the local pundit who came and did different rituals, and of course you can see everything from the pictures. And finally she placed ashes in a clay pot into the Ganga to float away. That time a dolphin porpoise jumped up just nearby. It was very auspicious. So it was a very nice ceremony, and then as I came back with Shambhihari, then we stopped at one of the little food stalls here in Mayapur and had some idli and sambar. And that was very tasty. And today is the 12th anniversary of the disappearance of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. We'll be just making a little moment-long talk to the GBC body midday, and then a few of us will go to the Pushpanjali taking place out at the Samadhi, and the whole day's Kirtan Mela is dedicated in his name. And at 8 p.m. this evening, we'll I'll be able to chant. Govinda Maharaj was supposed to chant after me. He's not been in good health. In fact, last night when I talked to him, he was on a drip. He was so dehydrated. And we talked again this morning. And then this is the last day of GBC meeting. I may have mentioned that, but tomorrow we have the European GBC meeting, and I'm supposed to leave in the middle of that to go downstairs to chant. Let's see how that works out, but I'm planning to do that. It's very, very nice being with the devotees. And overall, it's been an exhausting time, and I'm looking forward to just a little downtime in that, in the upcoming, how long am I still here? 10 days. I'll leave on the 12th for Vrindavan. And that's it. We'll take some pictures from today's ceremony, Tirubhav ceremony, and be in touch again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.